Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week is returning, finally back in full force since the pandemic. We've seen a lot of different restaurant weeks become standard issue throughout Metro Detroit. But Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week has really become one of the standout ones that introduces people to a whole bunch of new restaurants that maybe you're not familiar with. It's kicking off on September 29th, that's just 2 days away, and runs through October 9th. So, restaurants will be offering a lot of different heritage dishes exclusive to this year's event. There's also going to be a food truck rally and a lot more to you, Graham.
Yes, each of the restaurant's recipes will exemplify a form of authenticity of its roots. Many of these dishes people have not tried before. This year is a special year for Southwest Restaurant Week. It is dedicated to a co-founder who recently passed away. Joining us in studio is co-owner of El Perion, Nancy Lopez. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Pretty well, pretty well. Mayette Pinman is a bicultural business strategist at Tech Town Detroit. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing really well. And we have Juan Carlos Dueque Perez, a co-founder of Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week and the founder of Featherstone, an immigrant-owned and operated marketing agency that provides high-quality services with cultural wealth, a true understanding of immigrant life here in the United States of America. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for those intros. They were amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Juan Carlos, when I read the date, you looked at me like I was crazy, but it's September 29th through October 9th.
Friday, September 30th. I have been messing that up.
It's on your website.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me know. I'll fix it right after.
Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week, off to a strong start. Juan, take us into why you feel like this one is a little more special than some of the other restaurant weeks that have popped up around Metro Detroit.
Well, when we first started Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week, it was, you know, just like an idea of, you know, we got to do something. There was just this anger. There was this, like, you know, drive and hunger to make things happen between Monica and I. And the event in itself, you know, is the concept of Restaurant Week is not new anywhere. I mean, it's been around for ages, but particularly it would brings people to Southwest Detroit during these 10 days is that if they don't come to try the food is probably not going to be there after the event is over, unless the restaurants decide to keep it. And it is also, you know, dishes that generally take longer to make, whether it's, you know, because of ingredients, because they're more expensive, or because they're simply, you know, tedious. It is an opportunity for people to try something that we either A, would probably be eating at home during very special, you know, like holidays or special like birthdays and whatnot, or to be able to get some of the fusion and get some of the experience and like the inspiration from the chefs and what it is that they are really good at doing.
So some of these dishes, very specific, very special. You said they're only going to be around for these 10 days. Do you have examples of what these might be?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So Nancy here is going to be making a halal pozole verde. And pozole verde is like a very traditional, very Jalisco type of thing.
It's definitely a staple in our state and in our most families. We always use the haled chicken around this time. And it's a plate that I want people to taste, you know, of every culture, every, you know, ethnicity, and they could actually see what, you know, what we have.
Absolutely.
Talk to me a little bit about what separates Southwest Restaurant Week from the other restaurant weeks we have in the city of Detroit.
Well, I would say that the main point of difference between this restaurant week and other restaurant weeks is that the people that are making this happen, like, they didn't come together and form either an LLC, and we also didn't form a nonprofit. It's, like, very much grassroots. We are in this because we care. We are in this because we are part of the tapestry of what the neighborhood is. Whether we live in Southwest or not, it doesn't matter. Like, all of us have roots in Southwest. And we're doing it because, like, I think that we just, you know, we love what we started. We love the culture that, like, that has gotten us here. We love the support that we've been getting now that it is back. And I think that for me, like, personally, looking back and at the loss of Monica, she was, and sadly to say, I didn't let her know this, but, like, she was one of my best friends. And, like, I learned a lot from her just as a person, as a friend, and as like her being a leader in the neighborhood, not just like, oh yeah, like we work together. Like, and I think that for me personally, it is really driving me that I wish that she was like, I hope that she's proud.
Monica had been on the show before and was a driving force with Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week. Can you talk a little bit about who she was in context of this and why this is a very special one?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I think my day here and Nancy can probably tell a little bit about their own stories with Monica, but she was like a fierce leader in Southwest that did a bunch of different things from business coaching to community organizing. She worked in with the auto worker union back when she was like 17 and 18. Then she's also done a few other things. Like she was a surgical, I don't know what the term is, but she used to facilitate and support like the surgeons in operations. But Maite and Nancy, like you tell your own stories.
So I met Monica probably in 2014. So it has not been a long time. But she was very precise, very concise about what she wanted. She was very goal-oriented. She always supports small businesses in a way that people will be independent without relying on somebody just doing things for them. She always believed that people had to be self-sufficient. And so that is something that I appreciate about her, because sometimes when we do the work, sometimes we tend to overdo it. And she always believed that people do have the tools to become, self-sufficient. And so that is something that I always appreciate about her. One of the things that I also feel that is important is the Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week is about uplifting the lives of immigrants. And it's something that she also appreciated. And one more thing is that this event is about uplifting the lives of different ethnic groups. Like, it's not just about Mexicans, which is something that she truly believed because she was Colombian. And so Southwest is about Mexicans, Colombians, Venezuelans, Hondurians. So it's a really rich diversity.
That's something that you focus on professionally, bicultural business strategist.
Correct.
So it seems to me, if I were to guess what that is, it seems like it's bridging a gap between different neighborhoods, different businesses, where there may be a language barrier, where there may be a cultural barrier to understanding one another.
Correct. Yes. Most of my clients are from Southwest Detroit, and many of them do speak English, but sometimes, they don't really feel comfortable. So that's something that I do, try to reach out to them and also to understand the culture. You know, the things that we do are different from the different parts of the city. And so just try to make sure that they feel comfortable and to reach out in where they are so that we can, work together to reach their goals.
What are some of those challenges with these businesses? I mean, one thing that I always notice if I'm dealing with a small business that's immigrant run, maybe they may be older, they may not be connected on social media, exactly. They may not be going through the traditional paths that American or English speaking restaurants would go through.
So the difference is that, or some of the issues that we face is that people are really good at their trade. They are really good at the cooking or doing something in particular, but the background or the business is something that they have problems with, understanding that they had to have an LLC or their account is done in such a way. And sometimes they don't want to have, modifications to their place, and they had to go through a lot of permits. And it's, back in Mexico, I can say, well, put a window here or take it down or, it doesn't matter what that, people are not really checking. And so here we want to make sure that they do according to the city, because you don't want a person to invest a lot of money and then comes the inspector and you have to redo the whole thing. And so we want to make sure that we offer the information that they need so that they can be successful. And so those are the areas that we manage. And also, having accounting in place so that when taxes come, they are not digging into a shoebox to find how much is spent on January or February or whatnot.
Do you end up working directly with the city and helping some of these businesses out?
Yes. Yes, we do have the lucky, we are lucky that we have a really good inspector on District 6.
Okay. And are the inspectors working with the city of Detroit, are they often bilingual?
The one that we have is, fortunately, she is bilingual. Her name is Melissa, and she is outstanding. She really knows her job, and she is willing to help clients. So, yes, we are lucky.
Nancy, let's bring you back into this conversation, because we're talking about a little bit of a cultural shift that you sort of introduced me to when I interviewed you before, of younger owners that are coming into Southwest Detroit. You represent that.
Correct.
And kind of a changing way of doing things, from how the restaurant looks aesthetically to being active on social media, things like that. Can you talk a little bit about what you're bringing to the community in Southwest Detroit?
Well, I feel like I'm bringing more of a modern idea. Many people have this, when they think about Mexican restaurants or any kind of restaurant, it has to show so much of your culture, but the old way, you know? When we opened our own restaurant, we started doing murals, and it's something that not many restaurants in Detroit or Southwest Detroit were doing. And I wanted that pop of color. I wanted that pop of our culture. I wanted to kind of, I don't want to say force it, but I want them to see it, that, you know, we're not basic. There's more to us. And that includes in our food, too, you know, doing fusions, kind of working different plates, platters. Recently, we've been doing events lately with one of my front house manager, Eddie, and we actually do upscale food, you know. So I think people my age and even younger, we're starting to feel like we don't have to be scared to start something and show what we are, what we've seen from both worlds. Because I've always said it, I'm Mexican, but I'm very American as well, you know. So I have both cultures in me, and it's something I want to represent as well.
Yeah. You had talked before about being in certain rooms where you're not Mexican enough. If it's filled with Mexicans, and not being American enough, and if it's filled with Americans.
Yes. I always get that. I always say that I'm like La India Maria, which is an actress from Mexico. And she had that saying when she would make some movies in the United States. I'm very American to the people from Mexico, and I'm very Mexican to the people from here. But, you know, I like rock and roll. I love Kiss. You know? But I like Mexican music a lot, too, you know? So a lot of, like, you know, I have the mixture. And a lot of people my age that are first generation, second generation, third generation, we have that. And I'm actually lucky to represent that, you know? And I'm showing my kids, too. You know, you could be the best of both worlds. You don't have to hide. When we were younger, I felt like we had to somehow because, like, wait a minute, you're Mexican, but you like rock and you like Aerosmith and you like all of that. And you like rap, too. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, you got to like everything. And it's the same way with food, you know? That's what I like to represent. I've always said it. When it comes to my food, I like to represent what I know and what I've seen. And I think that's what's the best thing about Restaurant Week, you know, because you're representing so many different food, different cultures. So it pops your eye like, wait a minute, there's so much more, like arepas, there's Honduran, there's Guatemalan, there's Salvadoran, there's Colombian, Puerto Rican, arroz con gandules and chuletas. Like, that's the best, you know? So I love this.
And so often in Southwest Detroit, all these different things end up combining where there's like an origin of a Guatemalan dish that kind of gets warped into its own unique thing. Can we bring it back to some of the foods that you're going to be offering for Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week?
So I personally am I'm serving pozole jalen verde, which is very custom to Jalisco, like we stated. That's for Parian and for Los Altos. We're doing chile rellenos, which is a stuffed bell pepper with cheese and a sauce on top. But the pozole, what I like about it, it's chicken. We have the chicken breast, the drums, and everything. It's jaled. It's actually made out of, I don't want to say all my ingredients, but it has hominy in there, you know, and it's green. And then we top it off with radishes, lime, and onion. So it's really tasteful, and it's really warmy. Like, especially during this time of the year. It's a plate that we usually eat during Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and birthday parties.
I feel like so many times talking to people that run businesses in Southwest Detroit, one of the common things I hear with origins is Jalisco. A lot of people from Jalisco that have come to Southwest Detroit. So a lot of times those recipes are the recipes that would have been made back home.
Correct. It's something we like home-cooked meals pretty much a lot. So it is like a home-cooked meal. And I think Southwest, there's a huge population of Jalisco. I think everybody's old. But no, but we have different. We have Durango, Guanajuato, Oaxaca, Chiapas.
Chihuahua.
Nayarit. A lot of Nuevo León as well.
Nuevo León.
So it's a mixture, but yes, Jalisco is where we're from, and I like to present it. You know, you could even, when you walk into the restaurant, you kind of also see that because I have the taco stand outside. Mm-hmm. And you see my marinated pork, the thing that actually you cut down. El trompo. I didn't want to say it in English. I was thinking about the word in English, sorry. So el trompo, and it's something very traditional, especially from where from. And, I mean, that's what we like to represent.
With the pineapple on top.
Correct. Mm. And you have to ask them to give you a pineapple because we also have a special sauce for it, too.
Nice.
Man, I want one of these, like, right now. Well, they got to carve it off and then grab the and, like, flick it up, and that's,
correct.
To that's me, that's how I know.
That's the proper way to do it.
Okay.
That's the right way to do it.
Nancy, you've got a bit of a small empire going here because you've got El Parian, but you've got, like, a bunch of things. Can you tell me a little bit about how you've expanded this business?
Yeah, I'm trying to take over.
From food trucks to brick and mortar?
So I actually have 6 taco trucks.
Wow.
You know, we started almost, I think we're going for 16 years already. So we started with 1, and then we started building up, and then when the pandemic started, we were already fixing the restaurant to open up, and that was our first restaurant, and I had the great opportunity to actually take over Los Altos. That was within the year of the pandemic, and then I had the same opportunity to take over and buy out Los Arcos, which is a great place in Allen Park, and pretty soon we were actually going to be at 12 Mayo and Gratiot.
So you've grown this thing quite a bit. What's been the response?
It's been okay. It's been pretty good. I mean, it's been a crazy couple of years, you know, with everything going on. But, I mean, it's been great. I like the response when they say, hey, I like your food, you know. And even when I get critics that don't like certain things, I like it when they tell me, hey, I don't like this or this is something that it's not. How can you fix it? I'm like, sure, you know. When it comes to drinks, our response has been great. I mean, we have a really good drink list. And I do try to push a lot of authentic food out there because that's what I want, you know. I want people to open their minds and not think, hey, it's Mexican, it's hard-shell tacos, ground beef.
Right.
No, we have grilled steak, grilled chicken, marinated pork, buche, suadero, which is something not many restaurants offer because they're kind of afraid that they're not going to like it. Tongue, tripa. And actually, I get, like, when we do events, I get a lot of people asking me for tongue and tripa, which is like, wow, really?
I have a question. When are you going to start offering sesos and ojo?
So
sesos is brain and ojo is eyes.
I do. Ooh. Actually, when we have cabeza, because like, we do offer cabeza with the tongue. But when I get the full heads with everything, I do let the customers know, hey, I have sesos and eyes. And I personally love sesos. I do.
See,
it's kind of weird, but I do.
That's what I would imagine, again, is like a generational thing. I would feel like maybe there's an older population that are like, yeah, I want that. But the younger, maybe not so much.
Yes, okay. That is something that we do have. So, like, I try it with my kids, but they're like, eh, you know? But me, it's like, I even tell the guys, like, hey, can you put someone on the side for me, please? You know, it's something they taught us when we were growing up. That's the first thing our parents did. Here, tongue tacos, cabeza tacos, you know, because it's so soft.
So, Juan Carlos, let's bring it back to you. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other restaurants that you're excited that are part of Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week.
Oh, I have a lot. For the first time participating, I believe we have Mi Pueblo. We have one of the more sort of like unknown restaurants, which is El Palenque, which burned, I believe, about 2 years ago. And it has gotten such an amazing response from social media and from a lot of people just like, and you know, like private texting and whatnot. There is a dish that I'm looking forward to very much at El Rey de las Arepas. Rey Gutierrez is going to be cooking chicken and waffles, which is like, you know, a very modern life fusion type of thing. What else can I tell you? I am really excited about the number of restaurants that are going to be featuring halal options. And that one was a really important thing for me. And part of the way that we made this year different is by asking Chef E from Taste of Diaspora, Amanda Saab, and one of my closest friends, Chef Juan Ahmed, to like help us be able to make sure that when we're building this thing, that we're making it inclusive and that we're thinking about, you know, like what it is that other people need to feel welcome.
And we're going to be starting this Friday.
Yes.
People can find all of this information where?
They can go to SWDetroitRestaurantWeek.com, as well as Facebook and Instagram, SWDetroitRestaurantWeek.
And Juan Carlos, you've been working on this with Featherstone. I met you through Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week and Featherstone. You're always an advocate for this neighborhood. You're always representing this neighborhood. What do you hope people really take away from this experience beyond full bellies?
Beyond full bellies. I would say that two things that I want people to take away from this is first that Southwest Detroit is much more rich and diverse than I even imagined. And I hope that they can also take that with them. And number two is that in every dish that is created, whether they have tasted it before or not, there's a history. There's an essence of like who we are. There's an essence of like the path that has gotten people there, whether it's because of, you know, years of hard labor to be able to make their restaurant happen, or because they've been in kitchens for a very, very long time, or because it was a recipe, you know, passed on from their grandparents and whatnot.
Very, very cool. Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week.
Nancy Lopez is the co-owner of El Parion. Thank you so much for being here with us. Mayette Pinman is a bicultural business strategist at Tech Town Detroit. And Juan Carlos Dueque Perez is a co-founder of the Southwest Detroit Restaurant Week and founder of Featherstone. Thank you so much for being here on Culture Shift this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys.